The Eight Principles of Spiritual Living. 1. The principle to observe and not absorb. When we observe, we take a new mental position in whatever situation we are in whatever relationships we find ourselves. Observing is a silent skill, a skill I need to learn if I am to assess clearly what positive changes are needed in a situation or with a person. An observer keeps the mind clear, free, and thus open to new perspectives, because we learn to listen and tune into the reality of the other. Observing enables us to be creative, productive, effective, because we have given space for a true and better understanding. If we do not learn this art of observing, we react and absorb ourselves in the negativity of the person or event. We get lost in the quicksand of what's wrong, and so we can never make things right. As we absorb, we fill ourselves, become heavy with negative emotion, and remain helpless on the ground. The gravity of overload does not allow us to rise and perceive the reality of things. We lose perspective. If we wish to understand how the mental position of observing gives us the power of perspective, we can look at a bird and the ant. The ant, busy, 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 scrambling over everything in its rush to find food and to collect it, will only see what is in front of its nose. The bird, on the other hand, leaves the earth, and as it flies up alone, higher and higher, it starts to see the bigger picture compared to when it was on the ground or on a branch. Seeing the whole picture, it has the perspective of the area, then can truly see where to go, what to do. When we lose perspective, we get stuck in the detail, we miss the obvious, and cannot imagine or think of other realities. Two, the principle to be aware but not judgmental. On the path of meditation, there is a saying, see but don't see, hear but don't hear, which means remain aware of all realities, including the negative, but do not remain stuck on them. We get stuck because we react. We react by judging, accusing, criticizing, labeling. We do all this because we feel threatened by what we are not familiar with, what we do not approve of,